Okay, Nita, we're ready for you, please.
Thank you, Gerald. Thank you so much. Just one second. I want to read something to you that was given to me last night by the Lord. He came and awakened me early this morning. And as he talked, I wrote, it's all about Trump. It's all very important. I felt so washed by the power of this truth. I don't know even what to say, I guess. But I think that you will feel like it was a word well worth hearing. So he came to me, and the first thing he said, and this is how he woke me up, "Well, Stone, I have this to say." He, meaning Trump, is the choice of the Almighty One. Therefore, my choice to the end. He will be the battle axe of the Lord, destroying unrighteousness from the land. He will be the ensign from the Almighty, fighting for truth and righteousness. To his right hand will be the favor of the Lord, and to his left will be the power and force of heaven's army. So long as he shall stand as the banner of the righteous one, I will stand with him. The evil one will indeed wage his war, but God will be with his servant, and he will prevail. He will demonstrate the righteous proclivity of our God. As he receives his marching orders, he will march. New light and understanding will make his path sure before him. None will be able to stand before him, for the Lord of heaven and earth will go before him, and his glory will be their his rear guard. Rejoice in the Lord, for the battle is his. He will make his way prosperous, and he will lead him with his eyes upon him. He will give him a new mind that will win him great favor. Even his enemies will come to regard what God has put in him. He will stretch forth his hand, and the everlasting Father will place in it the rod of absolute authority. He will rule with the scepter of righteousness. Peace will follow as he walks in the counsel and the strength of the Almighty. As he humbles himself, as he humbles himself continually, he will be a force to be reckoned with, for God will be with him. Yep, Stone, Trump will stand for the righteous, and we for him. The reason he called me Stone, he told me this, I thought, gee, Lord, you've never called me that before. But the reason he called me Stone was because he was indicating that I had come into a spiritual place of being a rock that cannot be moved. So he was honoring my new position in the kingdom. But the rest of this was 100% about the relationship that our Father was going to have with Trump in this administration. We've had a lot of good presidents, and we've had some bad presidents. But it's amazing to me that simply because Trump is so strong, people fear him. and they fear him unrighteously. They don't stop to think that maybe God put this strength in him, this power and force of absolute authority, that this was a God doing. People don't stop to think that that is a possibility, but he came to tell me not only was it a possibility, but it is the case. And because Trump speaks, and he speaks from this place of authority, people listen to him. Even people that don't want to listen to him. And they start moving and grooving and doing whatever they have to do to deal with what they hear. Some will be converted. Some will not. Some will want to try to walk the way of God through Trump. Some will try to destroy him. But those who want to destroy him will not be able to, and they will find themselves being made fools of their own inadequacies, their own reasonings. Those who want God's righteousness, want his ways, and want a true healing to come to America will get on board. And if they're Christian, they'll start praying for him. Because what he has to give to us is buckets and buckets and buckets of God. It was said of him before any of us even knew there was a Trump that he would be chosen by God to bring America back to God. And those who understand that that's part of his calling can look at his life and just be as skeptical can be. But the wisdom of the Lord would be, turn to the Father, seek his face, hear for yourself what the Lord has to say so you can get on God's side. That way you don't have to worry about messing things with Trump. Just align yourself with God and everything's going to work out. So we're going to keep praying over things that can affect Trump's ultimate administration. Because we want God to remove the abnormalities. We want him to remove the hindrances and the offenses, so that Trump can move this nation forward to be what God created us to be. Amen. Okay. I thought, because Ricky's on tonight, she's not doing great, but she's on with us. So I wanted her just to be able to say hi. Ricky, do you want to step forward, sweetheart?
Sure. So that was beautiful, Mom. I'm so excited to hear what God is doing. And if we will continue to surround our president with our intercession, he will protect him. The Lord will protect him and raise up people who will desire to protect him. And so I'm so excited to hear what God is going to do in and through him. So I remember, and what I'll probably, maybe I'll share it tomorrow. My voice is a little bit stronger, but I'll be back to pray a little bit later. And then tomorrow I have a couple things to share. That the Lord has shown me about President Trump, particularly his second term, and maybe revisit a word he gave me in March of last year. And I think it will encourage us all to know that we're on the right path and that God has been laying this out before us as we've been praying according to his will giving us the wisdom and the knowledge and the discernment and the understanding of how to pray these things. So I'm so excited. I'm just so excited. So anyway, so I guess that's it for me right now, but I'll be back. I'll be back.
Thank you, honey. You're sounding even better than you did 2 hours ago. So
praise
I'm just
God.
Believing that God's going to keep strengthening you over the next 24 hours.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Mom.
So we're winning victories. If anyone tells you we're not, boy, I don't know what to do. All you have to do is listen to one night of Daryl's praise points. And if you can't see the phenomenal victories God is giving us, maybe we'll never see it, but it's there, hidden behind the veil, brought out for a few minutes through Daryl. And it happens every night. Every night I'm sitting here going, whoa, wow, and thanking God for what he's done, especially when it comes to protecting the children. So keep praising him. Don't let the devil tell you that it's not happening. He's a liar, and he's a liar from the beginning. He doesn't know anything. Can you imagine that? He doesn't know anything except to lie. That's all he knows to do. If he knew the truth, he would have to twist it to make it a lie, because he doesn't lie. That's not what Jesus said about him. He is the lie and the author of lies. That's what Jesus said about him. So we don't want to hear him. We don't want to listen to him. And when he starts speaking, we want to remind him we don't have to listen to him. Shut up and get out of here. And you don't have to be rude, but you don't have to be polite. He has no right to speak into your mind. But truth will lead you to the high road. That's the only place that can lead you. And for you not to end up on the high road means you have taken the deviant path. Get off it and get back on the path of truth. And God will bless you. He will reveal things to you you never thought you would hear. He's so wonderful. He just wants to keep giving us truth, truth, and more truth. Well, I'm going to stop for now and let Daryl take over. And then we'll get on these prayer points. Thank you for joining us. We love you.